brought to you by InvestKL, you are listening to the fourth episode of Greater KL, where you grow your business. And I'm your host, Tim Saw. In this episode, I speak to Leon Fong, CEO of Soka Malaysia, a South Korean car sharing platform which has set up its regional hub here in Greater KL.
Soka Malaysia was founded in 2018. We officially launched the business in January. And we're happy to say that over the past 2.5 years, we've really kind of grown our business from a small size SME to a company that's worth over ₱500 million today. Right. So over the past 2.5 years, we've built a team in Malaysia of over 200 very talented individuals. And I think the achievement of this team is that we managed to scale to become the number one car sharing provider in Malaysia with a fleet size of over 2,000 cars that we fully manage and deploy.
So Leon, tell us about the advantages of setting up your regional hub here in Greater KL.
The government in Malaysia has actually made it very easy for foreign businesses to set up entities in Malaysia and actually launch new businesses. What they actually helped us to do as well was introduce our parent shareholder, SK Group, to various government agencies to highlight to them the investment potential of Malaysia. Malaysia is great on many different levels. Number one, the GDP per capita is sufficiently high for us to offer four-wheel mobility as a service, right? Compared to countries like Thailand, Indonesia, or Vietnam, which still has a very much a two-wheel driven ecosystem. Malaysia has road infrastructure as well as a auto ecosystem that really supports the launch of a car sharing service. The public transportation system in Malaysia is really moving from a nascent stage into what we call a very developed infrastructure, right? End-to-end multiflex. What this means is you don't just have an LRT system, you have an MRT, mass rapid transit, that really allows people to complement public transport with multiflex car sharing as a genuine alternative to car ownership.
What about the ecosystem in Malaysia? Has the process of setting up the business here been smooth?
The good news is, the ecosystem in Malaysia has been very friendly towards foreign investment. All right, so case in point is, we actually recently closed our Series A round of investment, inviting other shareholders from South Korea to invest into Soka Malaysia at a valuation of over ₱500 million. During this process, what we realized was obviously the flow of funds is very important, which means the banking infrastructure is really there to support investment from not just local investors, but also foreign investors. But on top of that, I think what some of the agencies under METI have successfully done is really to foster collaboration and discussions between companies like ourselves and big local GLCs. All right. So, currently through our discussion with some of the local manufacturers, as well as some of the local GLCs such as Sime Darby, very excited to be launching many, many new collaborations that I think will bring the business to our next stage.
Leon, what are the other factors that have influenced Soka's decision to build their regional hub here?
It's always great to have, tax benefits as well as, government initiated stimulus to actually boost investment into the local industries, right? And what we're very excited about the Panjana Plan is leveraging technology to help the smaller businesses go through digital transformation to make the business more resilient and to make the business more anti-fragile. I believe that our parent company, SK Group, were actually in discussion with the government as well to explore how they can use some of the capital and their investment experience to really channel the funds, not just into the right areas, but into the right entrepreneurs and help them deploy in a way where there's the right multiplier. I think the certainty of doing business here is great because there's stability, both in terms of the banking infrastructure, as well as the general political infrastructure, right? So stability is something that we always look at. And on top of that, this stability has also meant that Malaysia as a whole is a very attractive place for foreign talent to not just come to Malaysia, but also find jobs in Malaysia.
Economic stability, robust banking infrastructure, pro-government initiatives. These are some of the reasons businesses are investing into Greater KL. Thank you for listening in. Stay tuned for our final episode of Greater KL, where you grow your business.